I wish the people who are listening through the radio could see you and see your hands moving up and down the neck of the guitar, and look at your face when you play that. That's really nice. What was that?
That's it's Recuerdos de la Alhambra. It's the about the gardens of the Alhambra in Spain, which is quite beautiful. There's something, if music lovers, I think, have, they should do themselves a favor. All people that really love music should go to the festival, the music festival in Granada in Spain. It's held every year. It's quite incredible. It's held in the palace of Carlos Quinto, Charles V, who built this round sort of amphitheater almost in the middle of the Alhambra Palace, which was the Arab palace. They really wanted to tear it down, but it was such a jewel that they couldn't figure out any other way the architects just couldn't tear it down. So they built this round kind of Grecian thing, right? But it's really quite beautiful, because they take a segment of it, build a great big stage, and there you can see, all the great ballet companies, all the great symphony orchestras, and the great soloists too. I went 3 years running, actually. I lived in Malaga. I was living in Malaga at the time, and I used to pop over to Granada to attend the festivals. You know, Spain is terrific. It's such a musical country. But it's, well, when I went back to England after I came from Spain, I didn't really feel there was the people didn't make their own music. But there's another country that is just like Spain and like the Latin countries for music, and that's America. I think that's probably, it's one of the most musical countries. I mean, everybody here sings, plays the guitar, does something. They're involved in music, and I think that's, it's a very, very, very vibrant thing. It's a very necessary thing for part of the life here, you know. And I think it helps a lot to create energy, and once again, communication too.
Why did you? Some people are interested. Some people were asking me. Stanley Watson has traveled all over the world, except for South America.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you? Why do you think you wound up in Rochester? Was it? Some people think, well, it was obviously the Eastman, or is it just land at the moment?
Wherever I am, that's where I am, and I'm delighted to be here. Rochester is a lovely, is a lovely city. It's got a tremendous amount of, the talent here is fantastic. I've been involved in the school system and teaching.
You've been here since 68, right?
Is it 68? 68?
Yeah. 4 years.
4 years. What have you done in those 4 years? as far as
traveling,
the guitar goes, in the 4 years that you've been, the 4 years in the United States have been in Rochester, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Well, what I've been mostly concerned with, like anybody coming over from another country, is getting, I suppose, is sort of establishing yourself. If when you have a wife and family and everything, it's, there's a different state. You can't make your own
kind of music.
You can't make your own decisions. I mean,
right.
There's decisions that have to be made, and I can't sort of wander around about like I used to.
Troubadour.
It's of course not. But then I don't think I'd really want to anymore, because my music has taken me to less of a peripatetic stage, into more, not a sedentary stage, but my travelling is done more in my music than it is right now, than it is done with my corporal state, as it were, my physical state. You know. But I want to see all this. I'm absolutely so curious about America. I want to go to the Blue Club. I think that the most fabulous music, I mean, I love Spanish gypsy music. I like the more, how can I say, the more, for want of a better word, the more academic forms of music. But I find the natural existence and the natural exuberance and the natural expression of people that play music for music's sake, not because they're on an ego trip or not because they're trying to prove this or prove that. I find they're really the best musicians, and I found that right the way through. I've sat in fields and I've had a professor who is a Spanish peasant who's never been to school, and yet he's, as far as I was concerned, taught me as much as any of the very big names that I've been with and learned from, and you know. If a person knows what they're doing, they can pass it on, you know.